You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
Nice little lengthy block there.
Yes.
We came out of Witches, Tears, Air Trees, Water Animals into Patiently Awaiting by My Name is Blue Sky, followed by Destiny by Bricks and Mortar, Hold My Heart by Lowell's Own The Only Things, and just there you heard Black Collar by Dead Harrison.
And speaking of Dead Harrison... Say hello.
Speaking of Dead Harrison and their manager, Eleanor
yes.
Luna, on the air.
Yes, we have yet another guest in the studio,
yes.
Don't we?
This is a rarity. We very seldom have two in-studio interviews.
So, oh, yes. Because
I'm special.
This is a crazy, crazy installment of On the Town with Mikey D. And
so we're filled to overflowing with guests today.
Yes. So you are here... On a mission.
A little bit.
Of sorts.
Yes, you're here to talk about a little show coming up.
Yes, I'm here to represent Rockford Choice New England. I'm the founder of it. We have an event coming up next week on Friday at the Jungle Community Music Room. We've got four bands playing, and we're raising money for Pro-Choice Awareness and Neural Pro-Choice, the Roe Act Coalition.
Very nice.
Nice. And this is Rock for Choice 2.
Yes.
They're going to totally electric boogaloo this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean,
I've been waiting to say
it.
That. I got to say.
Rock for Choice 2
electric boogaloo.
Oh, boy.
I wish I had thought of that first.
There are far more or less embarrassing sequels that you could have referenced.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you went with the sequel to Breakin', the preeminent 1980s breakdance film.
Well, we might break in some more money. So that's our mission is.
That's what we're trying to do here.
Oh,
try
yes.
to get people to come to the jungle.
That variety of breaking in is very much appreciated,
yes.
I'm sure.
Breaking in, breaking down, and doing some really good music.
Breaking boundaries, breaking
yep,
barriers.
Exactly.
Breaking bad things.
We might do that, too, especially if they come after us.
Right.
Because it is a pro-choice event, so
yes,
you never
it is
know
very
who's
pro-choice.
Going to show up. But yeah, it's the second event. The first one was in Salem at Kodo, and we raised $900 for the Roe
awesome.
Act Coalition. Out of the gate, it was really quite surprising because I had planned on doing three events over the course of a year to raise $1,000. So then I was inspired. You know, I'm just going to keep going with
nice.
This.
Nice.
Dang.
And so this one's at the Jungle, a little closer.
Yep. So a little closer
over
to
in
the
Somerville.
Yes, yeah, Somerville. And Shall we talk about who's playing, or let's leave it to Eleanor.
I can definitely talk yeah. about who's playing. So I've selected four different bands that are inspirational and community-driven and people that will incite change. The first band that I actually reached out to was Osium, who's a colleague of ours up in New Hampshire, where I'm from, mm-hmm. and really strong female-fronted band, grunge rock, alternative vibe, really fun on stage, great presence, and Faith is really inspirational in our community as a female musician and
nice.
Guitar player. And she was the first person I thought to that I said, okay, she can raise her voice. So the second person, obviously, I think everyone knows her. She's Lucretia from Lucretia's Daggers.
Yeah.
She can raise her voice.
She definitely raises her voice.
Yes. And in a good way, she's got her new album, Thoughts for Prayers, or Thoughts and Prayers, rather.
Thoughts and Prayers.
Sorry, Lord, Lucretia, sorry. But she's going to be debuting that album at the show. So Thoughts and Prayers will be for sale there. And she's going to do many songs from that album.
And Jason Skulls from Dead Harrison.
Yes.
is performing with Lucretia's
yeah.
Daggers.
He is going to be a guest musician. So that's really exciting, too, because this is the first time I've worked with the two of them together.
Okay.
And then I also was introduced to Evan Greer by Lucretia, and Evan is a queer activist in the Boston community, and she plays a folk-style acoustic guitar, and she has a lot of message, things that she talks about politically and in the LGBTQ spectrum, and she's a strong supporter of pro-choice as well. So I'm really excited to have her opening the show.
Awesome.
And then we also have the band Melt, who's also from this area. They've been around for a real long time,
mm-hmm.
and they combine a lot of different genres. You can hear their blues influence, you can hear the jazz influence and the rock, alternative, and they have a great female vocalist who Like, whenever I listen to a recording, it just feels like I can get up out of my seat. And I don't feel that way about a lot of bands that I'm not seeing in a live setting. So
okay.
I'm really excited to have them as well. And it's going to be a great show. We've got an artist coming out from the Boston community. Prospero's Paintings will be there. We're going to have a live art auction and a raffle. We've got people from Neural Pro Choice coming out to volunteer and represent and educate. And it's just going to be a great place to build community and meet with people of the same kind of mindset, because for what's going on in the country right now, we all need to band together, and musicians have that power of voice, so it's the perfect opportunity to get that movement going.
Sounds like it's set to be a rather rollicking time of sorts.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I mean, Lucretia's involved, so absolutely.
Does she just bring rollickingness wherever she goes?
I would like to think so. I mean,
I've rollicked with her for a couple times. Yeah,
she's rollicky. She likes to rollick.
We all do, and that's why I think this is such a great event, because everyone who's passionate about music and everyone who's passionate about this particular cause, pro-choice being such an important topic right now, has definitely, at the last event, it was an amazing time, and it gave us a lot of hope. So I think that's what we bring to the community, is a lot of hope, a lot of, you know, forward momentum and change that we're making at a grassroots level. We're not big. We're not a huge organization. It's just me kind of thinking, what can I do right now to help the world as one person? And of course, I have access to a ton of musicians and a ton of venues that we can do this with. So we're very lucky that I can just kind of roll with this out of the gate. But I hope people come out. I hope people spend some money. I hope they, you know, juice that for a good cause and listen to some really great music. And the wonderful thing is the Jungle Community Music Room is new, and it's popular, and it's just a great venue.
I haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's a pretty rad place.
Yeah.
Well,
you
I mean,
come out, definitely.
I mean, don't they have was it exercise bike classes and stuff during the day? Cycling, that's the word I was looking for.
They have cycling and live music at the same time, which is completely nuts, but I'm for it.
I'm guessing those are the Sunday matinee shows or something.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just picturing, you know, hot yoga from 4 to 7 and then, you know, let's drink and rock out from 8 to noon, 8 to midnight.
Or both at the same time.
Or at the same time, you know, drink while hot yoga. I don't know.
Why not? The world's ending. Just do it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so it is at the Jungle on the 20th. We did not mention the date. It is hosted by MC Buster Pants. I love that name.
I don't know who that is, but I'm for it.
Neither am I, but absolutely.
She's from the Baphomets. It's a burlesque troupe out of
Salem. I've heard of that.
All right, that makes more sense.
She's awesome. She can definitely bring people together, and she's going to rock the house. She's so much better on stage than I am, because I'm a little bit shy, but you can't tell when I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm not shy. Just if I'm doing anything like emceeing, nobody will believe me. That's not Evan Greer.
I'm not shy. I'm just awkward.
There you go. Well, I do awkward very well, especially when I'm on the air. Anyhow, all right, let's get into some musics.
All right, let's cue this one up. You got something for
us? This is we're starting it off with Evan Greer, who's opening the show.
That's right.
So this is Last iPhone. There's a music video for it.
Go check it out.
91.5 WMFO.
Runs. be remembered. These songs will be remembered. These songs will be remembered. These songs will still be sung. Everyone's talking insurrection, and I'm not sure if I'm for or against it. I guess survival's more what's on my mind. White guilt freight trains and dumpsters used to feel like revolution. I guess I'm learning how to organize. Wearing black in Berkeley was enough to bring the whole thing down. Long after the last CD has been scratched to eternity, we'll still have campfires and drums. When the last iPhone dies, we'll sing, we'll harmonize, we'll fight, we'll survive this one. Will be remembered.
People are screaming.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
And what did we just hear? We just heard a nice little block of artists from the Rock for Choice benefit for pro-choice show going on at the Jungle Community Music Club on September
20th. Yes.
We started that block off with Last iPhone by Evan Greer, followed by Thoughts and Prayers by Lucretia's Daggers, and just now we got through Still Running by Ozium.
Yes, from 3P. I love that out. I love that title. Ozium 3P.
3P?
As opposed to EP? Just like flip the E, it's a 3.
Okay. It's like leet speak.
Yeah, something like that.
They're fluent in internet.
Yes. I'm definitely not fluent in internet. But yes.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
All
right.
Oh, drop the that mic taken to another level.
How often does that happen? Oh boy.
Not often. Okay.
That was Eleanor Luna just a second ago, who's with us in the studio.
Yes.
Initially to talk about the show, but now to make light of the microphone blowing up.
I'm a commentator.
Yes. All right, yes.
Microphone fall down, go boom.
Almost. Almost boom. It did fall down,
but no,
fortunately
go boom.
I have a single-use plastic bag that is no longer allowed in most cities, breaking its fall.
There is a use for it after
all.
You hear that, Marty Walsh? Plastic bags are good.
All right, that's something for Derek on the big picture before us.
Yeah,
all right, yeah. All right, so yes, Rock for Choice 2, benefit for pro-choice, hosted by MC Buster Pants. I love that name.
So good.
with Evan Greer is opening.
Correct.
And then we have... Is Ozium playing after?
Yep, Ozium from New Hampshire.
And then Melt. And then we have Melt. And Lucretia's Daggers is kind of doing a EP release party for
Thoughts
and Prayers.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's gonna double use or something like that.
Like an all-inclusive kind of
all-inclusive
event.
We
got music. We got art. We got raffles. We got people. We've got...
Drinks.
Cause. Yeah, we've got drinks. That's secondary to everything else. It's amazing. But if you want a drink, you can do that too.
And it's all at the Jungle on September 20th.
In Somerville.
Somerville.
Bands start at 9 o'clock, and so come out and join us.
And I'm pretty sure there won't be exercise bikes.
Is that a deterrent for some people?
Maybe.
I hope not. Well, come out anyway.
I mean, unless they have some pedal-thon for to increase donations.
Not in my wheelhouse, but...
If you're there for the exercise bikes, cope.
Cope,
They'll be back on Sunday, probably.
Oh, definitely.
You can go one night without exercise. It's for a good cause.
Yes. I mean, it is a Saturday night. Why are you on an exercise bike?
Some people gotta work on their glutes, which is not in their legs, so I'm not sure why I said that.
Yeah, no.
That's
all right.
Part of it.
All right, we're just embarrassing ourselves now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
You don't have to
in.
Stick around for us debasing ourselves, Eleanor.
Thank you for allowing me to witness it, at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, only on the air do mics fall down and almost go boom. So, but yes, Rock for Choice 2. At the Jungle, September 20th. Be there. You have Evan Greer, you have Ozium, Melt, and Lucretia's Daggers.
And, of course, MC Buster Pants.
And yes. Me.
And Eleanor.
Yeah, how come you're not on the flyer?
Well, I'm Rock for Choice, I suppose. So, anybody want to like Rock for Choice? It's on Facebook. Go ahead and just press the like button. I will be very happy to see you.
Yes.
And thank you, Rock for Choice.
All right.
Do it.
All right, thank you, and now that we have that, and we have a concert report, don't we?
Oh yes, I'm looking at the clock on the wall.
I mean, solo version.
Just about time for the WMFO concert report, brought to you by Jukebox Zeros.
Yes.
So, how about giving us some music? No? Okay, I'll just get started and let the music. I'm doing. I feel a little bit awkward because I'm just doing it by my lonesome today without Patrick. But here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. On September 12th over at Great Scott, Serotones with Hanora, followed by O'Brien's. We got Megabog, Squirrel Flower, and Lisa Liza. Over at the Jungle, hey, we were just talking about them, Fire King, The High End, and Radium Girls. Over at Club Bohemia, Ansonia, Tiffy, and Satellite. At the Lily Pad over in Inman Square, Trip Tides, Floral, Lady Pills. At the Lizard Lounge, the Lauren Pratt Record Release Show with Kara McKee and Savior Fair. I probably said that wrong. Over at the
Savoir Fair.
It's spelled Savior, though. That's what threw me.
Oh, the O and the I are not transposed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe I did say it right. Anyway, over in Lowell at the Warden, we got Fortunato with Old Soul, Funeral Attire, and Rocket Ship. And at Ralph's Rock Diner, it's Metal Thursday with Begrime Eximonious, Burial, and Mucophagus. I got that one right. I didn't get the word that I should know correct. Over on September 13th at O'Brien's, the Bowser Bash, a benefit to elect Brandon Bowser to Boston City Council, with Zachary Boudreau, Juniper, and more to be announced. Over at the Jungle, it's Screw Cart with Doug McDonald Band and State of the Union. Hey, I know those guys. At Club Bohemia, the Creepy Freaks with Rebecca Harold and River Boy. At Inman at the Lily Pad, Church Girls with Schmave, Puppy Problems, and Prior Panic. At the Plow and Stars, the Womps are performing with Slacktide. Over at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery, Sounds and Scenarios Record Release Party, with Planet Mercury, A Crash Republic, Fat Boys and Little Men, and Call Shotgun. Over at the Middle East Upstairs, the Blind Spot Single / Music Video Release Show with Drip, Exit 18, and Babes. Over in Salem at Kodo, Backseat Redemption, Sorry Charlie, Savor the Silence. At Gulu Gulu Cafe, Amberfly. What else we got? Had to clear my throat for a second. At Thirsty First over in Lowell, the Natty D's with Greenpeace and TV Shirt. At the Warden, also in Lowell, Anna Day with Straight Sex, Calamity Mountain, and Sergeant Kurt. At the Warp and Weft, we got Demon Chili performing. At the Hearing Room, Stan Matthews with Jess Santa Croce. And at Ralph's over in Worcester, Gold Star Boulevard, The Sun Chokes, and Toothy. September 14th, I believe that's a Saturday, at Great Scott, The Armed, and Non. At O'Brien's, it's night two of Choke Up's 10-year party with Signals Midwest, Me and Capri's, and Half Sour. Over at Once, there's an early show with Michael Flynn of Slow Runner, Grown Up Noise, and Chris Gruen, followed by, no late show. Or no late local show, rather. Don't hold me to that. Over at the Jungle in Somerville, the Cotones, Kid Gulliver, Why Try, and Mosaic Mirrors. At the Midway Cafe, an early show with the Gypsy Moths, Club Linehan Agogo, Johnny Plankton, Hannah Smart, and a later show with Matt Charette and the Truer Sound, Cookbag, Quarters, and Michael Caine in the Morning Afters. Over at Club Bohemia, Fat Togue, not Tongue, that confused me when I first typed it. Fat Togue Music presents Karate Steve with Bitter Winds, Sprite 8, and Culus. Over at Hong Kong Harvard, Sneeze's record release show with Psychic Weight and Today Junior. At the Lily Pad in Inman, Phil and the Flying Leap, Sappho and the Radishes, and Tori Silver.
That's not my band.
No?
No. Sorry.
Oh, so it's a different Phil.
Yep.
Must be a different Phil.
You owe me $5. Lizard Lounge. There's Sinnott, Parks, and Dewey. Over in Salem at Kodo, the Sirens Women in Music Showcase with Church and Puppets, Sea Wolves, Jackals, and Lily Black. Over at Opus, Carnivora with Das Muerte and Bad Larry's. At Gulu Gulu, the Clipper Tones. At Lowell, over at the Warthen, an early show with, it's the Say Goodbye to Summer Showcase with Pain Chain, Bedtime Magic, Sky Tigers, Thunderclap, Meat Wound, and Bird Organ. And then later we got a show with Corner Soul, Power Slut, and Artie Slang. And over at the Warp and Weft, we got Bradley Copper Kettle and friends. September 15th, Sunday night at Great Scott, Mannequin Pussy with Destroy Boys and Ellis. At O'Brien's, we got Heat Map, Children of the Flaming Wheels, Deer Phaser, and The Endorphins. At Midway, Wolfram presents How We Burn, Anger and Grace, Grace Drive, and Exhale. Over at Hong Kong Harvard, Grayskull Booking presents KO Dot with Tovarish. And at Opus, Soul Remnants with Bloodborne, Chapels, and Omnia. September 16th over at Gray Scott. Gray Skull Booking again once again presents William and the Wildflowers with Sunshine Riot and Jesse and the Hog. Over at O'Brien's, On Holiday, Time and Place, and Party Mountain. Over at Once Ballroom, Gray Skull Booking presents Venom Prison, Homewrecker, Black Mass, and Joy. Over at the Jungle in Somerville, Somerset, Bravo Sierra, and Jukka West Hughes. I may have pronounced that wrong. It's either Jukka or Jukka. Who knows? Midway Cafe, Inspector 34 with the Brankas, Shake the Baby Till Love Comes Out, and Brown Lasers. That's a mouthful. Over at the Dorchester Art Project, Colin Self, Sam 23, and Sweet Cream. And at Ralph's Rock Diner, Wormtown Ska presents The Toasters with local support from Threat Level Burgundy and Sweet Babylon. September 17th, over at Great Scott, Free Throw, Chris Farron, Youth Fountain, and McSeal. At O'Brien's, a benefit for races with Fist City, Eggy Benedict, and Puppy Problems. At the Jungle, it's Mike Hermans with William and the Wildflowers. At the Midway Cafe, we got Connor Ryan Hennessy, Brian Walker, Brandon Zhu, and Luke Domazik. And at Zuzu, Neil Lawrence with Michael Murray, Albert Albert Gualtieri, and Shady Hartshorn. Sorry about that, Albert Gualtieri. And rounding out the week, next week, September 18th, over at Great Scott, Conforza with Epicenter and Graviton. Over at O'Brien's, Grayscale Booking presents Serial Hawk with Cazador. At the Midway Cafe, Geek Beat Radio presents Lex the Lexicon Artist with Super Smack, Minus World, and Sarah Donner. At the Middle East Upstairs, Brant Bjork with Ecstatic Vision and Test Meat. And over at Kodo, Cheap Beer Booking presents Zachary Boudreau, Dead Weight, Hiber, and The Secretariat. And that about does it for the WMFO Local Concert Report from On the Town with Mikey D, co-sponsored by Jukebox Zeros, the podcast I do with Patrick Berry. Go check us out wherever podcasts can be found. I'm Lils, and I think you should, I'm just saying, you should get your buns to a show. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So,
looks like you got a song queued up.
Yeah,
pal.
I do. This is going back a little ways. This is Age Rings, and the song is called Rock and Roll is Dead. Couldn't have been a bigger lie.
All righty.
Song, play it on me. It turned me on, but not for long. The board has spoken out, and you were here inside. Years from now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard a second ago, like, that little block was This Bliss with You Wanna Be from their new EP, Dramatization of Real Events. And following that, Mercenary by progressive metal band Illusions End.
All right, and without further ado...
Oh, is it that time?
Yes, it is.
Please, Phil, tell me it's that time.
It's that time. It's that time.
It's time for some live music.
Battery Bridge.
We're going to throw it over to the studio now, ladies and gentlemen. Battery Bridge.
Everybody from Battery Bridge, got some more stuff for you.
The name of this next number is Candy and Susie.
see symmetrical shakes and some methadone hits. Etched on your hips. Set to relax, undressing my back. You put on a show, I go crazy about. Some truck hit a mess. Pay to get in and out. Pay to get out. You don't wanna hear me evangelize. Don't wanna think for me. I can see it in your eyes.